Good morning, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I'd say I'm glad to be here today, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, because I am nervous and scared since I haven't done any public speaking that is as big as this one right here, being in front of you guys. Public speaking is not my preference. I usually end up stuttering, so I usually just avoid these situations. But I guess I can't keep running away, so I'm here. When I was asked if I could prepare for Father's Day, I hesitated. I wanted to say no, but I said I'll pray about it. So yes, here I am today in front of you to deliver a message for Father's Day. So as I was preparing for this message, there was one question that I kept asking myself. How can a young man like me, who just started in the fatherhood department 2 years ago, prepare a message for Father's Day? And I have less experience than most of the fathers here at GBC. So how can I speak to those who know more? So I prayed, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm here with a message. I hope and pray that what you will hear will be an encouragement, not only to the fathers, but to the grandfathers, to the future fathers, and to the spiritual fathers out there, and to anyone who is listening. So I'd like to go to our scripture reading once again, just to kind of get my focused. Deuteronomy 6:47 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise." So in this text, we see that God wanted Moses to teach the Israelites' families, their children, to love the Lord our God with all their heart, all their soul, and might. I believe we can all learn something from this today. Now, as the head of our families, we as fathers, we have a very important command to follow. That is to raise our children and our family in the way of the Lord. God has given us this blessed opportunity to teach our children about the Creator of this world, the Almighty, the Great, the Merciful, the Just, and Loving God. So let us not waste the gift of fatherhood, but let us use this gift to glorify God, our Creator. As we read, Moses opened up in verse 4 with, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one." Why? So I believe this is a very important point to make. God freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, where the Egyptians worshipped many gods. This was to reaffirm to the Israelites that the God who they worshipped, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, is the Yahweh, the one and only true God. And in verse 5, we see the command to love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. We can also see this in the New Testament, which is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 36 to 39. It says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, people are commanded to love God with every part of their being. This is where I want us to focus today. How can a person love God, and how can that person teach their families and their children to love God? So my first point for today is, in order for us to love Him, we have to receive this love first. So God has to change our hearts from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. And this can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, starting from verse 22 to 28. It says, "Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." So this heart transformation is God's work. It is God who will work in your heart and change it into a heart of flesh so that you may walk in His statutes and be careful to obey His rules, as written in verse 27. And in 1 John 4:19 says, "We love God because He first loved us." So in order for God to love us, this love must have existed within the Trinity from the beginning. He created us so that He can share this love that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have within each other. How else did He show His love for us? In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." So God sent His only Son to die for us on the cross to pay for the penalty of our sins and to redeem us back to Him. Our sin prevents us from loving God, but because of Jesus' sacrifice, we have the opportunity to walk with God once again, to praise God, to get to know God on a personal level. As fathers, it's hard to teach our children to love the Lord God if we ourselves have not experienced that love for Him. If you have not received that love for Him, it's not too late. Repent of your sins and turn to the Lord and pray that God will reveal Himself to you. The second point is by reading and obeying His word. Now, if you want to love Him more and more, we need to get to know Him. How? By reading His words, His commandments, and obeying them. With the help of the Holy Spirit, He will help us renew our minds. In John chapter 14, verse 15, says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And if we go to verse 21 to 24, it says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." Here we can see and learn that we can love God by keeping His commandments and obeying them. We need to spend time reading and studying His words and live a life of obedience to Him that will show we love God. I know it's hard sometimes to go and read the Bible because I too struggle with this. Most of the time, I'd rather watch YouTube videos about just travels or like truck reviews or just scroll through social media. You know, it's easy to get distracted, but you know, we have to fight against that. Find ways to be away from technology or whatever your distraction may be. You know, leave your gadgets indoors. Enjoy the outdoors. Grab your Bible. Sit outside or go somewhere where it's quiet. You know, keep praying and reading His Word. I pray that God will give you and I the desire to read His words and to know Him more. I also pray that we'll be able to apply what we learn to our walk with God so that we may be able to teach our children and families. Again, just going back to our main question, how can a person love God and how can that person teach their families and their children to love God? The first point is that in order for us to love Him, we have to receive that love first. And the second is by reading and obeying His Word. So now it's the time for the third point that I want to make. It's by loving one another. So going back to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 39, it says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." You know, we are given this second great commandment because just like us, our neighbors are all image bearers of God. It does not matter what color their skin is, what gender they are, or how old they are. We need to love one another. This love that we receive from God needs to be shared with one another in order for others to learn to love Him as well. So Jesus died and raised from the dead not only for you and I, but for our neighbors as well. You know, they need to hear this good news too. So let's just go back to Deuteronomy and look at verse 6. It says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." So we see that not only should we love Him with our heart, soul, and mind, but we shall also keep His commandments in our hearts. Because of God changing our hearts to a heart of flesh, we can think about His words, we can meditate on it, and love Him through His words. Continuing on to verse 7, it says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." God wants His people to teach and talk about His commandments diligently with their children from the start of the day to the end of the day and all throughout. It takes hard work to do this, especially as fathers. We have a very serious and heavy responsibility when it comes to raising our family. Through these 2 years of being a father, I learned that it is not just about putting food on the table or having a roof to sleep under. Those are good and part of our daily needs in order to survive. But however, we need to spend time with our children, talk to them, and communicate with them. You know, this is a tiny community that we are cultivating, and it should be one that is glorifying to God. Our family is our first ministry. It is where we can practice to love one another, to share the gospel with each other, to grow spiritually together, to practice unity, patience, and kindness with one another, and most importantly, it's where we can worship God together. So fathers, let us not waste our fatherhood. We need to be able to teach our children to know God and pray that He would give them a heart to love and to know Him. We also need to be able to set an example. You can't teach your children to obey and love God if you yourself does not obey. I want to share with you this story about my son and I that happened a few months ago. I will never forget this story. So as a family, we always pray before every meal. That's how my wife and I introduced prayer to Ezekiel. He sees that we fold our hands and bow our heads to pray. So he started doing the same thing. So eventually he would copy our actions, and he even started saying amen after we prayed. By the way, he just turned 2 years old yesterday. So time flies. So we taught him how to pray by our actions. And we were shocked when one day he volunteered to pray. He folded his hands, closed his eyes, and he went, amen. Started chowing down on his food. My wife and I looked at each other and couldn't help but smile. By the way, that is not how we pray, but that's just how he expressed his prayer, because he can barely talk. He's only learning how to talk. So Ezekiel got used to praying at mealtime. So it didn't take long for him to get used to it at bedtime. Well, he got to a point where he would ask either my wife and I to pray with him before he sleeps. For some reason, if we forget to pray with him, he won't go to sleep until we pray with him. My point is that we shouldn't just teach our children by word of mouth, but we should also teach them through our actions. As a kid who looked up to my dad, now as a father, I want my children to look up to me, my wife, in hopes that they will see our love for God through our serving in the church, outside of the church, and in our own home. I hope and pray that they will learn to love God one day. So as I close out this message today, I know it's short, it's not even 20 minutes. I hope you learned something, because I learned a lot from it. I believe we can work together and help each other to grow in the knowledge of God. Ask God to give you a heart that desires to know Him, to love Him and glorify Him, so that you can teach your children diligently. The Holy Spirit will be there to help you and guide you as you take the next step. So, happy Father's Day. Enjoy your fatherhood to all the fathers out there. Let's all bow our heads in prayer.
Gracious.